Welcome to another Macquarie Life Church podcast. We hope you enjoy this message.
Thanks, man. Happy Mission Sunday, everyone. Hey, I want to start in prayer, so join with me. Father, you've called us to be salt and light in this world and go into the dark places, the crevices and the cracks where there is no hope. And so, Father, we thank you for that calling because we know that we can represent you. And Jesus, give us courage this year. Help us to go further, to get into some of the streets and make inroads, Father, where there seems like just absolute brokenness. That many would hear your name, that many would turn to you, and we lift up our church body in your mighty name. Amen. Amen. What a privilege it is to do this today. And so I apologize if I get a bit teary in advance. I am so excited for this word together. You know, when I found out the word together, our vision word for the year, the first thing that popped into my head, High School Musicals, we're all in this together. We're all in this together. I'll stop there. Well, I think we're going to do a rendition. We're going to do actually a High School Musical this year as a bit of an outreach. Some of you actually believe me, don't you? Anyway, we might have some tryouts and some auditions. So, Jacques, you might be a front runner for Zac Efron's position, you know. But I'm really excited for that word together and all that it represents. Have a look up at the screen. I want to share some positive news with you. Your Christmas giving last year totaled $14,490. Give yourselves a clap, Macquarie. Now, with that, we were able to give out gifts to the children in the Haynes home, also saris and meals and food to the widows over there in India as well. We gave out 1,200 book packs to children in Sri Lanka, 1,200. We even gave them some shoes too, would you believe? We actually had some money because our Christmas giving was to the extent where we actually had more than enough. And so we were able to provide some shoes for a number of them too. On the right-hand side, you can see some of our community Christmas hampers and packs that we gave out to people who were doing it tough at Christmas time. So thank you, church. What a celebration that is and what we pulled off together. So you are a part of a generous church. Generosity is the legacy of this church and one of the strong foundations that our church is built on. It's in our DNA. And so it's a part of who we are. And I want to have a real quick look at the story right now of Zacchaeus in Luke 19. Because I just want to bring out two quick truths to share with you as we go forth into our missions. Zacchaeus, as you would understand, or if you've read the story, was a short-statured man, a bit like myself. Wealthy man, though. Not quite like me, but not quite. Not yet, that's right, in faith. But he was after a glimpse of Jesus, and repeatedly he tried to look. And so he couldn't get and see Jesus because the crowds were blocking him. So he runs up ahead, climbs up into a tree. And Jesus then walks by and sees him and says, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." And who knows, with Jesus, we always get more than we ask or what we can imagine. And that day, Zacchaeus, instead of getting a glimpse, receives a visitation that led to an encounter with Jesus. And so God uses us. He uses the church to actually be someone else's more than they could imagine. And a lot of our missions work, we are standing in a position where we get to do that. We get to be more, and that more than someone could imagine. The other thing I want you to look at is just the tree. That tree helped him catch a glimpse that day. And that glimpse led to the encounter. And our mission work is a lot like that tree. We want people to see Jesus through our missions, through our trees, knowing that ministering to a Zacchaeus will not just minister to him, but it will minister to his household and to his own community. So how wonderful that when we invest in someone's life, it's not just helping them, but it can help a whole household and even their own community. Awesome. I'm now going to show you some of those wonderful trees, some of the incredible programs and projects and people that we get to partner with. All right, have a look at this next slide, kingdom. This is the kingdom component of our missions. Here is a list of some of the mission recipients we support, and I'm going to be touching on some of them right now. Alliance Church, we support a church in Israel and another ministry group in the Middle East, who have both been recently reaching out to Israeli families impacted from the war and also Palestinian Christians from Gaza. They both provide spiritual and practical outreach to their communities. Some incredible stories that I don't have time to share with you from these organizations that are doing amazing work. Next one, Scripture. Go our Scripture teachers, the SRE teachers. We love you. And high school and primary, I still have friends that come up to me and tell me and remind me of who their Scripture teacher was. They don't forget, so thank you, Scripture teachers. We appreciate the week after week and partnering and working hard in those schools. All right, Mindy mentioned this before, but this is something new for us. We're calling it the Bless a Pastor Initiative. We are sponsoring three pastors in the Piatus dump because these pastors, what they've done, they have actually moved with their families around the site of this dump because people are drawn to the site. They scavenge, they collect, they find resources in the dump that they can then sell to make a living. And so they're living in amongst this dump site. And who knows that those people need the gospel just as much as everyone else. And so these pastors are moving to this dump site to share with them the love of Jesus. And so we're sponsoring three pastors currently, which is an amazing initiative. All right. I'll be touching on some of the other ones there in a moment as well. But have a look at this next photo. This is Rachel. This photo is of Rach at a church in Oslo in the Philippines. Rach leads our Red Frogs team, okay? But Rachel, what she's doing is actually leveling the tiny little stage that you can see there by adding rocks underneath to help it balance. But it represents something really significant for me because behind her, you can see a wall. And above that is a roof and some pillars. And that is what we as a church have built. We have helped rebuild this church. There used to just be a curtain that would wrap around this church, and that was their walls. And here we are looking at this photo, and I'm seeing two aspects. I'm seeing Rachel sewing in individually. She's serving, and she's helping them. But then, corporately, we can see that the church is being built. And I love that we're doing that together, hey? So we've mentioned this word streets to you, as Mindy did before. And us often, one of the best forms of missions is choosing to actually serve someone else's street. And that's what Rach is doing right now. She's serving their street. You're placing importance on what matters most to them. And so my question really for you today is this. What aspect can you contribute to corporately and contribute individually this year? Okay, Liberty People. We have supported the work of Steve and Helen Blake for many years now, and they have helped plant a number of churches all over the world. Last year, our young adults team, we took a team over to the Philippines, and we got to visit a place called Mindoro, an island there, and our church has contributed a significant amount to this church building. We also contributed a significant amount of Milo, as Rach, as you can see there. But we got to run a youth outreach day there for the young people who were so spiritually hungry and thirsty on that island. Revival is happening on that island. We got to visit a number of the little church outposts that this church sends a lot of their team to, about 17 in total. We also got to see and visit a young boy with a demon spirit who was living in a treehouse. And sadly, he had Bibles roped around his neck, his back, his arms, his legs, and he was putting himself in these chains. A religious spirit had taken hold of him. And here we were getting to pray over him, getting to believe and speak over him. And it was a really powerful moment for us as a team. Stephen Joseph. Stephen Joseph has trained and developed over 100 senior pastors across Sri Lanka. And last year, we supported their first ever combined youth camp in the Hills District of Sri Lanka. You may know of the drastic inflation and state of the Sri Lankan economy that has devastated the disadvantaged people over there. So we are also partnering with his team to fund a feeding program. Get this, not in Christian schools, Buddhist schools. In Buddhist schools, his team are running a feeding program and we're getting behind it. Because, and I'll tell you why, these people need to hear Jesus. And Stephen is taking his team in to serve these children where there has been no feeding program previously. The school has invited Stephen in and his team to do this because they know that these children are not being fed at school. And so Stephen has seen that as an opportunity, and we're going to watch a little video now of that feeding program. They feed about 400 children weekly. And as a church, we're doing that. We're feeding, we're providing those meals. You know, Stephen once said to me, thank God even for the problem. And when he said that, I was just stuck and I was trying to comprehend it. But I realized he was a man who had many problems, but he was choosing to live by the promises of God. And so when there are problems, how much more should the promises of God be more shining in our lives and should we be living by? And so this year, we're going to take a team, a missions team this year to visit him and do some ministry over there. That team will also go to Malaysia to do some leadership training and development with Joe and Stella Romeo's church team over in KL in Malaysia, which is really exciting. So that's coming up in July. And if you are interested, we have some reach out expressions of interest that I'll talk more about at the end of today. All right, our Sri Lanka Women's Conference. As a church, last November, we sponsored 540 women. Come on, give yourselves a clap. 540 women to attend the Alokia. I can't even say it, Brookie. I always get it wrong. Alokia. It's like a Hawaiian sounding name, but it actually means light. And we sponsored these wonderful women, and Brooke Dissa and Sarah Old were the guest speakers at the conference. And here is a report from Alison, Dissa's mum. After 5 years, we were once again able to gather the beautiful women from the east of Sri Lanka for 2 days of waiting in the very presence of God. Our theme was outpouring, and God truly poured out his spirit over the 1,200 women who were crying out wholeheartedly for his spirit to move in their lives. The women have been encouraged, empowered, strengthened, healed, and made whole. Only you could do this, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Macquarie Life Church, for partnering with us to impact and empower these amazing women. I also want to thank Matty Old as well, because he really got behind this too and helped cover some of the expenses for the conference. So thanks, Matty. All right, this one I'm really excited about. You're absolutely bombarded today. You walk out of Mission Sunday going, holy smokes, there's so much to process and digest because you're an unbelievably generous church. Okay, this next one, church planting. Last week, Mindy shared our corporate model for outworking the Great Commission. And our fivefold team has already started talking about what micro church and multi-site looks like, the shape it's going to take on. So we're going to balance the need for future funds for a multi-site and current church planting ministry support. Already as a church, we've actually given some funds to some church planters in Thailand, a family called the Kenways, who are moving back over there, and God has called them to then help raise up other pastors and leaders over there. So that's exciting. And we're also going to be partnering as well with Mark and Roz Zare, who will provide regional support to church planters this year through mentoring, visitations, and ministry. So that is an amazing picture, isn't it? I love that model. And it's how we're going to do work, God's work as a church together. All right, let's keep moving. Nations. Our beautiful Haynes home. As a church, we partnered with the Haynes Children's Home located in Tiruppattur in India. And we have been supporting them for over 12 years now, 12 incredible years. And all of these children come from families living in poverty. Last year, we were able to get them a new bus. Because who knows, those roads in India, woo-wee, look out. And they don't really believe in seatbelts, so, you know, you can't really say, strap yourself in and enjoy the ride. Just, you've got to enjoy the ride. But we also provided some funds for a motorbike, a medical camp, computers for their learning center. We gave kids an excursion to the beach and to the zoo. And five students have now started college. We helped them with some maintenance work and also support for staff wages. Let's have a look at this video. How beautiful is that? Some needs this year for our Haynes home they're hoping to meet. Conducting another medical camp, some vocational training for the teenagers, upskilling them in tailoring and organic soap making, micro business training for the widows, a power generator for the boys' home, guest room in the girls' home, maintenance work for the playground for the girls' home. Jesus, we thank you for those beautiful children. We thank you that you have a plan and a future for them. And thank you, Holy Spirit, that we get to come in and stand beside them to cheer them on in your mighty name. Thank you, Jesus. We are going to take a team there this year as well. And at some stage in your life, I encourage you to get along on that trip. It's a life-changing experience. Christian Faith Ministries, Kent and Ruth Hodge, founded Christian Faith Ministries in Northern Nigeria in 2007. They have trained 10,000, not 10, 10,000 other pastors and leaders. And the area that they're doing it in Northern Nigeria is in Jos, a place that is known for its Islamic beliefs and the pressure on Christians and the persecution that Christians face in the area is simply terrifying. Even a couple of months ago, Kent notified us that they were hearing some gunshots outside their compound, and they had to call the police. An army came and surrounded the compound just to make sure no one came in. So it's the real deal. These guys are the real deal. And as a church, we built the second story of their school building last year. So we helped a couple of years ago do their first level, but then the second level, we can have a look. Oh, we might have the video first, actually, I think, Lynn, sorry. Yeah, there's a quick little video, and then you'll see a picture of the school. So that top level is what we built last year through our partnership with them. How good's that? And they're going to be here next week, and they'll give you more of an update. They even do tractor rentals over there. They do everything, Kent and Ruth Hodge. So if you're ever in Joss and need a good tractor rental, just mention Macquarie and you'll get good mates rates. Okay, we're doing well. How are we going, everyone? Our community, MacCare. When it comes to our community, we so go beyond the four walls of this church. We reach the Zacchaeuses of this world. And we all know that life is deeply beautiful, but deeply broken at the same time. And there's so many people in our community that come from broken homes, broken upbringings, broken current circumstances. And we get to be someone that just stands in the gap and gets to show them more than a glimpse. We get to show them hope. So, Brendan Manning says this, our hearts of stone become hearts of flesh when we learn where the outcast weeps. There are people in our neighborhoods and streets weeping with loneliness, pain, the cost of living pressure. And our hearts of flesh have to represent Matthew 25:40. Truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Have a look at this list coming up on the screen. It doesn't cover all our work. Maybe 75 to 80%. Actually, I put it on one screen. And Jess Stevo changed it because clearly it didn't all fit. So have a look at that. And it keeps going. And that's 75% to 80%. We have an incredible reputation in our community as a church. Well done, church. Menor House is our food hamper program that we run every Thursday. We have three volunteer teams that pull this off. It's the biggest reach out volunteer team that we have. Gee, we need them. They lift, clean, smile, organize, problem solve, and go above and beyond. And time to time, they even put up with me. So they are absolutely true legends of the legends, this team. Last year, we gave out 3,666 hampers. That is 5.1 tons of bread, 10 tons of veggies. You believe that? And at the end of last year, we also ran a community Christmas party that just so happened to fall on one of the hottest days of the year, the 40 degree day. But here's a little video just showcasing a little bit of that party, but also our volunteer team at Menor House.
Hi guys, it's December the 14th and we have our community Christmas party on at 12 o'clock. We're expecting 200 people and each of them will get a hamper. These are the hampers that you have bought. This is what's in them. We're going to send them home totally blessed by Macquarie Life Church. So thank you for all your giving. We love your generosity and our partners are just so grateful for this church. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
We're always in need for more volunteers for Mentor House. As you can see, it's a huge, big program that we run. It's massive. So if you have the ability on a Tuesday or a Thursday, next week after the service, we'll have those expressions of interest forms. You can put your name down. Doesn't mean you're joining the team. It's just more of a case of putting your name down to find out more info and then going from there. Okay, our Red Frogs, our Mighty Froggers, they are an incredible team. You serve, support, pray, share Jesus, protect and look after young people at different events such as schoolies, festivals, sporting events and even Saturday nights out on the town. But our very own Red Frogs team started last year a Thursday night initiative where their team goes down to Charlestown Square Skate Park and out in the outdoor area of Charlestown Square. They go and connect with young people and they even connect with the police and have a chat to the police. And they've built a really good relationship with local authorities there. But I love what they're doing, and that's just completely them wanting to connect and serve the young people of our city. Our seniors cafe, once a month we run a cafe for our beautiful seniors. It is a team effort to pull this off. So once again, if you would like to be involved, fill out that form at the end of the service next week. Our chaplains, we're getting towards the end, guys. Hang in there. Our chaplains are on the front lines. And this is a picture of Rosemary, one of the school chaplains in our church. She shared this incredible story with me that I want to share with you. Last year, one of our school chaplains received a letter from a student they had supported in 2011. The student now was 23 and had written speaking of how much he valued his time with her. In 2011, he lost his mum suddenly. In one day, his world changed. He was an only child. And these are his words. I still remember the very first time he came to my class in year five. I had no idea what a school chaplain did. You had a gentle, relaxed nature and a warm smile, though. I felt as if you were okay, but I was still tentative. We played monkeys in the barrel, and I can't remember what we spoke about, but I remember it feeling good to chat to an adult. I felt quite alone during the early period after Mum. Everyone tells you you can talk to them, but I didn't want to. I remember during the second or third session, I cried. I hadn't been able to cry in front of Dad. Talking about Mum made us both so sad. I'll be forever grateful for the safe space during those 2 years of primary school. You had an enormous impact on me, not only supporting me, but showing me the type of person you should aim to be, kind, gentle, and an honest listener. And Rosemary said this, we may never know the impact of words and actions that our chaplaincy program provides to local schools, but is making a difference both now, and in our young people's futures. Thanks, church. Okay. Last, very, very quickly, Zara House is a beautiful refugee center for women and children here in Newcastle. There's something about helping refugees. Even Jesus was a refugee when he was a child. And we're partnering with them, and we're hoping to establish that relationship more this year. We sent a working big team last year and provided blankets and toys at Christmas time for their families. All right. Car to home, our last one I wanted to share with you today. God has blessed and graced our church with this unique gift to minister to the homeless. And as many of you are aware, affordable housing is one of the growing crises of our generation. Carter Home is a safe place for people to sleep in our car park. We offer them showers, kitchen, toilet, laundry facilities. And then from this, we identify people who we can work with to then place in long-term affordable housing. We've been so busy this year. We've had so many people staying up in our car park. So Macquarie, you partner with Enlarge Living and property investors to put them in a lovely, available home. And over a 12-month period, we try to do some casework with them to help them, to help build some community and wraparound support with them. This past year, we helped 20% of our Carter Home participants move into long-term affordable housing. And our target this year, 30%. Here's a beautiful video that you're about to see now of Danielle, one of our incredible clients who has become part of our family. have a look at the video.
Hi, I'm Danielle. I was in a domestic violence relationship, which also led to a really heavy addiction just to cope with a lot of things. In 2021, I decided that that was enough after so many years of jail and almost losing the kids. I was done. We just like literally packed up our car with a bag each and our dog, and we travelled down here. We were luckily referred to Macquarie Church. From the word go, they were amazing. I was just able to breathe and know that even though we were in the car and we were outside and everything like that, we were safe. We started to get back on our feet. That gave me the determination that, yes, we were on the right track and we were leaving everything that we knew behind, but it was going to be for so much better. We were lucky to get a phone call from these guys and say, Danielle, we found you a house. It was like amazing. We went and had a look at the house and like straight away I was like, wow, this is like a whole new opportunity. As a family, we've grown amazingly because everyone feels safe. I've been employed now since February last year at a little cafe downtown. In July, we are moving into our first rental privately. The whole project have been amazing to us and I can't thank them enough.
You know, Danielle's son, Ashton, has just been made school captain of his primary school. How good is that? We have big needs at Carter Home, though. And we're believing to actually one day purchase some land that we can put some tiny homes on to help with some temporary accommodation. But we're also just putting a call out as well for properties, because that's how we get people who are staying up here into beautiful homes. And so if you're ever in a position where you have that, come and talk to one of our Carter Home team members. Hey, just as we close, I'd love you all to stand. In a moment, we're going to pray. But next week, just another reminder, we have these expression of interest forms for our reach out teams. You're not locked in if you want to fill it out. It just means a team member will get in contact with you to let you know some more. But I want you to look now at this beyond list. It's coming up on the screen. These are some of the things that, as a church, I believe we can pull off this year. I'm believing for. And I want you to read them, have a look at them, and either choose one of those or choose one of the other programs that I've mentioned today. Because you see, Zacchaeus climbs into a tree not knowing that one day the very man that he wants to catch a glimpse of will be hung on a tree for him, for us. And what I want you to do is start thinking in your head of some Zacchaeuses that you might know in our community. Or start taking one of these into your heart. And I want you to close your eyes and we're going to start praying. Because nothing happens in the kingdom until something is spoken. And that day, Jesus spoke life over Zacchaeus. He said, today, salvation has come to this house because this man too is a son of Abraham. And so right now, as your eyes are closed, start praying. Start praying. And if you can, even start praying out loud. Start interceding, praying on behalf of. Start believing. Start owning, start agreeing in the spiritual realm. Holy Spirit, right now you're starting to speak. Holy Spirit, right now you are starting to show. You're starting to unveil plans, even dreams. And Lord Jesus, we commit this beyond list to you for us to reach further, to go above and beyond. Holy Spirit, you lead us to streets, Lord, where your name is not represented. You would lead us to some of the dark places where we can stand in the gap, where we can bring light and hope. Holy Spirit, that you would encourage us, you would strengthen us, Lord God, to go further, to say a word, to reach out, to extend. Lord God, you're calling us as your church. And so, Holy Spirit, we receive and we respond to that call in your mighty name. Amen. Thank you so much, church. I love you and I appreciate you unbelievably. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. We hope you have enjoyed this message. For more information, please visit macquarielifechurch.com.au.